Apple Echo, Dog Squirrel, Echo Austin C, Mobile B, Blue.
Rangers Rebels.
Oh, we already, it's already live.
Love of God.
Fuck it, do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Well, holy sweet flying fuck, welcome back to another episode. We are here with more people, a newcomer. I mean, everybody else has already been here. We've had Noble, we have Jolt, we have Lando, and now we have some undead fuck.
Yeah, fuck you, homie.
What's up, Mizu?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Mizu. I'm one of the admins here at Furry Raiders. I like Long Island's iced teas, roofies. I like to call them Pill Cosbys.
Okay, before you continue on there, I've actually had someone get triggered that I called. I said Bill Cosbying. I'm not even kidding.
Well, I call it Pill Cosby.
We're gonna get demonetized now.
No, nobody said the N-word yet.
Nigger.
Oh, well, now we're demonetized. All right, this is a family-friendly podcast, sir. Can you not say nigger?
Don't be racist.
Yeah, Mizu's fine, guys. Y'all are being really insensitive to him.
I'm feeling the pain.
It's okay, because the real term for Jews is saying nigger.
I thought that was like
that's ragheads.
Oh,
please stop.
No, let me clarify something. The curls that you see on my fellow sand niggers is actually macaroni and cheese.
Oh my god, we're not even gonna get to monetize anymore.
Oh yeah, we're
we're way past monetization.
Yeah.
Oh dear lord. So I mean, let's get into the topic. So some news has popped up recently.
Yeah, there's been a hell of a shocker of an article done by the Huffington Post, which, oh my goodness.
Joel, you want to get into that one?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's basically titled Alt-Right Furries Are Raging Online and Leftist Furries Wonder What Is to Be Done.
They could leave for all I care.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, but you know, knowing them, I think they just want to drive it to the ground before that happens.
Oh, they're going to drive everything to the ground. But continue, I'm sorry.
But you know, to start with how you know, autistic the writer really, really was, they basically quoted a meme written by one furry. Well, a who would win meme of how one gun control protester and a fursuiter with a gun.
Oh, dear and, lord.
Yeah, they quoted that and said fursuiter. The interesting fact is, oh, he's Dojo the Dingo. He was put on the alt furry block list for unknown reasons, and he's actually Jewish.
Shalom.
Oh, dear lord. See, it's like these people don't understand, you know. Like, it's like they label everyone alt-right that they don't like, or whatever. And it's really fucking, it's getting fucking annoying at this point. It's like, it's not even a bad thing at this point. It's just like that's all their argument point is. That's all it's ever going to be, and that's all it ever has been.
Yeah, it's just par for the course as usual.
Like at this point, all they have to say is, "You are a Nazi or you're alt right," and bam, apparently your argument is invalid. But continue. I heard someone starting to talk.
Yeah, to me, shit. If somebody get called a Nazi or some kind of alt right, I'm just gonna automatically assume that they're actually a pretty decent human fucking being.
Yeah, that's how it mostly is.
My major concern when it comes to this whole Nazi thing is when they start drawing out the whole let's punch a Nazi. That
noble.
Yeah,
you are sounding raspy.
Man. Yeah, he is fucking irritating.
Goddamn, Dr. Robotnik.
Oh yeah, you can just probably sit down for a little bit, and then we'll continue reading this stuff though, but. My goodness.
Yeah.
They have quoted the Dingo Dogpatch Press and.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you. Hold on. We can't say that name. We got to say fake furry news guy.
Yes, well,
fake.
Life is speaking too soon.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, we're going to get like a channel strike on that one.
Oh, we probably already got like three of them from the beginning.
Those damn sand niggers. They easily get offended.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
we're in the entertainment industry, but you won't respect our culture.
Oh, come on now. We're losing bits of our monetization, mate. Keep it together.
I was never monetized. What are you talking about?
We were way past that, homie.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
the best shit.
Don't forget the second one. The Russiagate on Tumblr.
Oh, Russiagate. Your cheeky brinky donkey.
You know, everybody's a fucking Russian spy now. Hell, I might as well just start working for the KBG.
Yeah, even the
look at this. You know, to start things off, like, there was a tweet all around that says, you know, fake news press basically unironically believes Foxler has ties to Putin and Russia.
Oh, dear Lord.
Whoa.
Now, I'd like to point out in the tank, if this makes us, you know, in the tank for Team Russia, well,
I'd rather be on Russia's team than anything else, just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
because at least we got good nukes.
Yeah.
And they have pretty damn good artists, man, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
At least the Jews don't run the entertainment industry over there.
Now we're really demonetized.
About that. I think we're going to lose our video just because you said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking edgelords.
Anyway, no. YouTube doesn't want people finding out.
Well, I made a video on my normal channel about Anita Sarkeesian the other day, and it literally got copyright striked. Like, it took an hour.
An hour?
Yes. It was like up for an hour, and then all of a sudden, bam, no, nothing.
Rip.
I'm getting text on Telegram, I'm getting text on everything, and it's like, oh yeah, dude, I can't watch your video. I was like, why can't you watch my video? I was like, oh, it's been copyright striked. I look and I get an email from YouTube. It's like, hey, you've used copyrighted material when everything was in fair use, which was total fucking bullshit. Sorry, I know we're getting on a rabbit trail. But
you know what was funny censorship, too? Like, the freaking New Statesman of all rags had to basically point out, you know, the Russia connection, and it is like the biggest far-reaching thing you could imagine.
Wait, rags? The rags?
No, not rags. Like the news thing.
Okay. I thought you were talking about
and
rags.
The New Statesman too. Like, even Tumblr had to issue alerts for, like, you've been following a Russian bot.
I got that email.
I
thought it was a joke at first. I'm not even shitting you. I thought it was an actual joke when they sent me that, and they were like, and I looked, I was like, oh, wait, no,
they've jumped the shark.
Yeah. It was fucking retarded.
I thought the whole article was a joke.
The New Statesman one was a joke, for sure. But the freaking Huffington Post one is even more. Oh, my goodness. How the author just basically has thrown out all semblance of research, integrity, and everything out the window because they believe one... Oh, my goodness. On the Russia track, they believe one of the guys I'm associated with is basically, you know, is a big bot organizer.
Nice.
But what do you expect? They wanted a fluff piece.
Well, yeah, good point.
I mean, the next...
Pretty much.
The next part of it, too, was that they freaking threw out the same old tired, hashed lies about RMFC, too.
Yeah, that one's starting to get old as well. It's like all they continue to do is post the same dumb shit over and over again. I mean, hell, whenever RC Fox was attacked for whatever he did, you know, we got some ass into that for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, baby.
So, dude, this guy can turn black tomorrow and they'll blame it on the Raiders.
Pretty much.
Like, they completely ignored what the hell Dio said in that tweet, talking about punching people at fucking RMS.
Maybe ignore that.
No, everyone ignores that shit. Like, This person started it. This is the person who got this con banned, but everyone ignores what she says.
I think it was a mixture between a little bit of everyone. I wouldn't say we were too involved in it, but I mean...
Nah, we wanted in, but, you know, someone just basically in for self-defense, and then mass hysteria ensued. Yeah. But that's a dead story now. And, you know, and I'm going to basically hash out at this author because, dude, Foxler didn't notice this. But the author doesn't spell Foxler's persona last name properly.
Oh, you fucking kidding me.
It says Foxler Nightlife.
Oh my god. These people are fucking retarded, man.
Yeah, like, let's basically start a phone club.
You know, maybe I should have probably taken a little bit more interest in reading that story.
Yeah, I didn't read any of the shit you sent me, Jolt, so this is going to be a great show.
Hey, don't.
I found that kind of fucking stupid stuff, man.
I do have a major concern when it involves this whole punching a Nazi thing.
Chris Reagan actually made a song about it.
Go on, Neville.
Well, what's going to happen when someone decides enough's enough and they actually go out and punch someone who they believe is a Nazi?
He will not divide us.
Well, I can say I can only speak for myself. If somebody, some weird jackass comes up and punches me, I will maul their ass. I will just completely maul
them. You shouldn't respond, because if you respond, once the police get involved, you'll be the...
The punching bag right there.
Sometimes a good ass beating is what person needs.
I agree with Mizu on that one. Like, if someone wants to come up and try and punch me, I'm obligated to fight back, no matter what retaliations come against me.
Well, self defense.
I don't give a fuck what gender they are or what gender they think they are. I will fucking knock them on their ass.
What if they don't identify with any gender?
Then they're getting their fucking ass kicked. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Let's say this. Okay, your made-up gender is not going to protect your nuts.
Oh.
Or lack of.
They don't have any.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're soy boys. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Their nuts are pretty much peas at that point.
Yeah. Now, we'll go back to... We're all the way to the bottom of the article where they actually, admittedly, that the Huffington Post writer concedes that, you know, the Nazi furs are the voice of reason in the community.
Or supposedly, excuse me.
They're talking about those guys who like to go and reenact the Nazi violence.
Oh, those people?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh, those, yeah.
So, it's completely crazy and fucking stupid, but it is what it is.
At this point, it's always been what it is. It is what it is. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
What happened to just being in the fandom and just worrying about furry shit and not political?
Sorry, you're probably about 10 years off from that.
Yeah, dude.
You're about 10 years, it's out.
Sorry, you know the one thing I've seen become more normal within the fandom's forums and other things?
What would that be?
The rule against anything political. I have several Discord servers who have that rule. And I think that's a big fucking step towards cleaning the cancer, the little tumors. You know, that rule is like a scalpel that just cuts them out.
Well, you know, I was actually in a couple of groups. One of the groups is actually run by someone who absolutely despises us. I'm not going to name him. And I told him, I said, you know, I used to be a part of the alt furry group, and I've left, and I just, you know, I kind of want to talk to you about it or whatever. And we never actually got around to talking, but he doesn't really talk back to me at all. So,
well,
I mean, it's not like I'm going to sit there and, you know, spill every fucking bean in the pot, but
in the pot.
I couldn't think of anything else. Fuck off.
I think honestly the article has too much run its course, because all they're doing now is just shilling, like, oh, download the block list, stop yourself from getting exposed to all this hate.
Hey, you know what, the block list is fine with me, man. The more retards that block me, the more I don't see. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the, you know,
I'm actually a part of the
blogger block me. I was perfectly okay with that because that was like a status symbol.
To me, I just see the block list as a symbol of control, man. Like, why let something dictate who you, what you should see or what you should watch?
It's basically, you know, exclusionary tools, though. But
yeah, pretty much.
I think we've effectively run the gamut on this, though. This is, the cringe is just dialed up to 11 in that article, and I didn't think we can buy much more of it.
I think they're thinking they're getting a lot of traffic for it, and they're thinking that, oh, look at all these people who are watching this. They don't realize we're laughing at them so fucking hard.
Okay, just sorry about this, but here's a question. For all the SJWs out there that are calling us Nazi furs, don't they usually state that you have to identify yourself as in order to, you know, therefore be?
It's basically guilt of association at that point, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not to mention, too, the actual Nazi furs of the old era that was mentioned in the article, too. Basically, they had a Spurgfest at us, like, ever since that old Charlottesville event happened.
I'm afraid I wasn't familiar with that point.
Anyway, let's probably kind of move on, though. You know, I think if you were earlier on, there was a good bit of entertainment going around if you viewed it when furry Twitter decided to blow up using the hashtag plus size Versutar.
Hey, right. See, I'm kind of a thick boy, okay? So I relate with this a lot, and I feel like this needs to be a thing, but in a better way.
I honestly think it was it's kind of like the fat movement in a way, you know? All these fucking land whales in their suits are like, oh, look at me, I have no problem if you want to be fat, that's fine, you know? All power to you. You just need to know the side effects of being a fucking couch monkey.
Don't use that term.
Oh my god.
I wasn't using it as a racist term. I was using it.
Offended.
Yeah.
A couch whale. If you want to be a fucking couch whale, that's fine.
A land whale is fine.
The thing you gotta understand is,
I prefer the term thick boy. Not gonna lie.
I mean, as I said, you know, I have no problem with fat people. It's just whenever they sit there and, you know, like, oh, we need to be proud to be fat. Well, okay, I'm proud to have a heart attack at the age of 35. That's basically what they're saying.
I'm 28, I'm so screwed.
I think that's you've nailed the gist of it, really.
Honestly, do
they even understand what they're virtue signaling for?
I'm pretty sure it's twice as hot as it is in their fursuit than any other fursuit out there.
It's got to get a lot hotter. Okay, so I have some... See, I can talk from experience here. Being a thick boy, you run out of breath a lot faster. Exactly. Like, I used to play soccer, and I was pretty thick back then, too. I'm talking, like, at least 3 C's. So, like, I would go across the field, and I would just be, like, ready to die. Like,
I mean, I didn't exercise for about a year. I finally went running, but this was at the time I was smoking cigarettes like it wasn't going out of style. I freaking ran, and I was so out of breath. I was coughing every 5 seconds. I felt like I was literally about to die because I could not get any like oxygen, it felt like. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to work on myself a little bit more. And as I said, you know, There's nothing wrong with being fat, but you need to work on yourself a little bit. And that's not fat shaming when it's like all these fucktards are saying. Like, they sit there and they're like, oh, well, he's just making fun of us being fat, all that shit. I'm like, if you can take up 2 fucking seats on the bus, you probably need to lose some weight.
I think as well, like, I don't think they understand that they want to make this stuff cool, man. If you want to make Theo cool, go to the freaking heart attack burger joint
and try to grab the biggest burger you can.
I think it's more important.
There's a good number of furries who'd have no problem getting there for free.
And like, you know, I mean, I know a lot of big people in the fandom, and that's fine. As I said, you know, if you want to live that lifestyle, go on ahead, but you need to know the risks. All these, like, all these fat asses are running around and they're like, you know, I'm proud to be fat, you know, and then you tell them like, well, do you know the health problems, you know, type 2 diabetes, shit like that. And they're like, oh, I'll be gone, demon, you're fucking fat shaming me.
Be gone, fuck.
I'm more concerned with the people who are obese and they're not able to actually lose the weight despite them trying.
Yeah, and I think that's what I call too far gone. No, I'm kidding.
My major concern would be people who are literally depressed over this, all this suddenly being thrown out there and potentially causing problems for them in real life.
Yeah, and, you know, I know someone who's, you know, I think I don't remember how much she weighs, but, you know, she's big. I think she's been working on it. I mean, you have people like Boogie 2988. He's been working on his weight.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, he's a lot thinner than he used to be.
Yeah, he used to be a little bit thicker than me, and now he's not terribly thick. He's still a little thick, but
still got some there.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but he's doing like really well. Respect to you, Daddy Boogie 2988.
Yeah, and you know, and as Noble was saying, there are people out there that, you know, some that really can't help it at the point that they're at. You know, I know people who have just eaten straight out of depression. I think that's what I was going for. And, you know, they end up being 500 plus pounds. And it happens. And I completely understand. And, you know, if as long as they know what the risk they're at right now, that's fine. If you want to continue to do what you're doing, be my guest. Do what you want to do. But yep. As I said, you need to know what the risks are. That's all my big thing is.
You know, something I think we could probably talk about the impracticalities of being a plus size fursuiter, i.e. your fursuit potentially costing much, much more than usual.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah,
it's going to cost a lot because the fabric...
Yeah,
fabric is going to be a lot.
Yeah, I did a duct tape dummy on, I'm not going to name names, but he was pretty thick. And for my duct tape dummy, I don't have a suit, but I like to fantasize. It used about, and like I said, I'm pretty thick. So it was about 4 rolls of duct tape. For his, it was like 8. You know?
Holy
shit!
He was a thick boy.
Dear mother of God.
Yeah.
There's that association too. You've already covered the issue of heat. But you also know there was with that a hashtag like that, and when you put furry community together, comes an opportunity to troll the tag.
No, most right? Definitely. That's an any tag on Tumblr. Tumblr.
Wait, Twitter.
Excuse me?
This isn't a Tumblr tag. This is a Twitter tag.
Oh, I know it's a Twitter tag. I remember looking it up. I was like, holy shit, these people are for real.
It was incredible.
Oh, there's a lot. The people who advocated it were not being ironic at all.
Oh, no, they weren't. That was probably the funniest.
It's fucking hilarious, because that's with anything, though, man. They sit there, you think they're being ironic, but they're not.
Yeah, like, oh, hell, what was the tag? It was some tag, and I swear to God, for, like, the longest time, I thought they were in, like, some deep irony shit, all right? They got that thing going on. And then I find out they were all serious the entire time, and I just didn't know what my life was at that point, because, you know, I just, God damn, it was some... I'm digressing a lot and I'm taking a lot of time.
You know, I think it's also easy enough to tip them against each other if you no. All you have to do is call in the macros.
Oh god no.
It's cool. Oh god no.
You summoned the golems.
For some reason that's just reminding me of like the force feeding shit.
Oh god. Oh no!
Oh, like the Wreck-It Ralph. The Wreck-It Ralph.
Ah.
Oh, God.
And you want to know what double cancer stands out for? A macro that uses that and is actually overweight.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are you talking about giants?
It's not that. We're basically using that. And like, if you call it macro and they use the plus-size fursuit, that because the overweight fursuit is co-opting it.
You know what I think about this fandom? And correct me if I'm wrong. It's like when you... this whole fandom is like catfishing almost.
I think, like, the major issue is the furry community isn't exactly set up as a planned organization, which a lot of people seem to treat it as. It's just a large, well, now an extremely large group of people, mostly online, doing all this sort of stuff. So to turn around and say, oh, hey, you know, there is, you know, this community, it's not the entire actual group. It's going to be the loudest and the ones that decide to follow. There's going to most likely be a bunch of other plus size fursuiters that aren't really interested in, you know, throwing it out there.
I think the virtue signaling thing is just the ways of them to make them feel accepted to begin with.
See, that's the thing. Acceptance, that's all it has to be.
Right, yeah. See, being a thick boy, you know,
they don't deserve the credit for you. I mean, you basically deserve the credit for basically, you know, make yourself feel better than, you know, plus size.
So I gotta ask, so would plushy suits be fucking plus size or balloon suits be plus size?
Oh, good. Why don't you try doing that on Twitter? Well, let's try.
Yeah, let's troll the tag, boys.
Oh, there's a lot of questions there going about this
one. Mizu, your mic is like...
What's wrong with it?
It's fuzzy, and at some points I can't make out what the hell you're saying.
Like, honestly, the people who post there also, I'd like to know that they just had no fingers defending their, you know...
Yeah.
Their preciseness.
Can we call it thickness, please?
But that's the correct term. It's plus size. It's like the correct term for people who are mentally disabled is retarded.
Exactly.
I may seem offensive at times. It's just because I put shit bluntly.
You're just trying to be edgy.
No, I was raised to be blunt. I was raised to say it how it is. Don't sugarcoat shit. And it seems like we live in a sugar-coated society at this point.
Don't cut yourself with all that edge.
Damn.
Are y'all fucking serious? Y'all are never coming back to the podcast. I'm offended.
I know. This is the end of the show.
This is my third time anyway.
The last episode. Just spoilers, mid-season finale.
We're going to leave this shit
on a cliffhanger. But go ahead, Lando. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm sorry. I'm shitposting. So if you're not if you're so blunt, I guess you could say you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Probably. Sometimes, yeah, I can agree with that. I may not be the smartest tool in the shed, but, you know, I never stop coming.
That is wrong. I'm sorry, that is just wrong.
Okay, you know what? It sounded better in my head. Fuck off.
All right, boy.
You know what? I think this is probably, you know... Okay.
Go back to being edgy.
Next topic.
Okay, you want to lay this one out? I think...
Holy shit, hold on. We'll let me
probably
see
what we have something done. A little bit more artsy-based.
Like going that's right. So one of the members have brought up to me and Jolt about a lot of artists heading off to Patreon. And basically, where artists will say, oh, only my Patreons can commission me. There's been a lot of that lately.
I think that's a shitty thing.
To tear that out, Noble, you've got a story to tell.
So what happened was when Patreon started to really take off, I noticed a lot of the artists that I was watching were joining Patreon, but there was a small amount of them that was saying, I'm not submitting any of my artwork to for Affinity or any of the other art sites. You're going to have to, if you want to look at my stuff, you're going to have to sign up for Patreon. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, all right, unwatch. It got to a point recently where I decided, you know, I'm going to try and commission someone in the next 2-3 weeks. Go onto their page, check their price list. Yep, nothing had changed there. Go to look up their commission status, and it says Patreon only. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. And
I'm sorry.
To be honest with you, I'm quite it's okay if an artist wants to turn around and use Patreon. It's okay if they want to turn around and only release, like, their finished works. But to take themselves, cut themselves off from the rest of the community, except for those people who are, you know, paying, giving them a small amount of money, it really limits them to, you know, getting new fans, new commissioners. And to turn around and say, well, I'm not going to accept commissions from people who aren't on Patreon, it just seems to rub me the wrong way.
And I can agree with that, man. But and you know, there's nothing wrong with people who say, okay, well, if you go on my Patreon, you can see my artwork a month early. But that's, you fine. Know, around that being said, I remember me, you, and Jolt actually were talking about this, and you know, it would take, say you follow or watch 150 different people, and you want to donate $5 each. That shit adds up pretty quick. That's more than what I make. I promise you that.
My internet bill is like $70 a month. And to fund, I think it was like 10% of the artists that I'm watching on for Affinity alone, this is nothing else, not including the YouTube channels or any of the other websites, it's going to cost me something like $90-odd.
Oh, damn.
And it adds up really quick. And to limit yourself to that, you know, you're not getting any more followers, especially say you only have maybe 100, and each 100 donates maybe a $5 each.
Me,
that's going to blow it out of the water even more.
Yeah, exactly.
Me, on the other hand, I don't really care. When I say by that, that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of artists on DeviantArt, FA, or whatever, Ink Bunny. If there's somebody who wants to exclude themselves from the rest of the fandom and just do Patreon thing, let them go off and fucking let that shit burn and sail. They'll come back.
Like, I think there's also more to the story you have, Noble. Like, how wasn't there a story where somebody just refused to draw artwork for you?
There was one particular artist that didn't like the fact that I was commissioning them clean artwork. They wanted me to commission them something hyper or pornography, and I'm thinking, well, that's not what I want. I want a clean piece, supposed to be a bit of a gag and funny, but he actually refunded me at one point.
Oh, nice. Extra thick.
Like, this double, like... This obsession with it is taking too far, and we'll probably talk about it in a bit more detail, like, later down the line. But, man, can I just say a couple of things, like, on the Patreon thing? Patreon's probably the lame game where it's at. The new place to be at is Hatreon.
You might as well be starting a GoFundMe at this point.
Fund my fursuit. I'm super depressed.
Oh, dear Lord, those are the best.
Those are the fucking best.
Hey,
maybe not GoFundMe.
Oh,
but...
dude, I've seen GoFundMes with, help me fund a sexy fursuit. I've seen it, dude. I've fucking seen it.
Wow, the cringe.
Interesting. I think I can still probably find that link, too.
It's going to be interesting to see what will happen if Patreon decides to ban the furry community.
Oh, God.
Not only will a lot of artists lose a lot of support and funding and all that, but... No, I mean, Patreons has basically been on, like, hot water a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Yeah, which is why, hey, what do you think of the new name for Patreon? Patreon.
Patreon. I need money, Treon. Like that. I'm broke as hell and I need someone to fund me because, you know, I don't want to get a real job.
One artist that I really like.
Markekis.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
You're good. They're doing a comic, all right? And what they'll do is only release comic pages to their Patreon, to their patrons. And one of the things I don't really like is that I don't get to read the rest of the comic.
You don't get to what, sorry?
I don't get to read the whole comic because all the patrons have the rest of the pages. Now, you can find it on, like, forums, but I feel like it's kind of cheating. You know what I mean?
Teen Chan. That's what I go on. I don't really give a fuck. Wow. If someone's willing to post it on there, I don't care. I've actually gotten in contact with the head guy there.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, he's actually really nice.
Wow.
Damn, it just went silent, dude.
If you go on someone, talk to somebody who's in charge of one of the chans, you know you're onto something good.
Right.
Well, I've met him, like, fucking 4 years ago, maybe more, maybe give or take. And we used to talk all the time, and, you know, I'd say, hey, you know, some people are, like, doing some really shitty shit, you know, post it on there, because I used to use the website a lot, and I still kind of do, like, every now and then, but I don't use it as much as I used to.
Dude, I've gotten, like, whole... Oh, there was one artist that was doing... Because I read a lot of comics. It's a problem.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Well, there is something wrong with it when Seesaw is your profile picture.
Yeah. So I just got the link to Mizu's thing. This is also called the Sexy Kari Fursuit.
Oh, no. Wait,
Mizu, dude. That artist got so much fucking flame from that they actually had to hide a lot of the comments and change their description.
Oh, that's fucked. God damn, dude.
And you wonder why people still try to crowdfund the fursuit.
You're like, oh, I want to see this thing come to life. And then at the end of the day, they're just like, ha, you fucking just paid for my shit. Honestly, I would feel a lot better if I paid for it myself, not have other people, you know, be like, oh, I can't afford this, so other people do this for me. You know, if you can't afford it, don't buy one right off the fucking bat.
Do you all know about the BitConnect thing?
Oh, how you couldn't pay with Bitcoin to join what was it? Like, there was a BitCon, and I saw a news article about it that said BitCon couldn't be funded by Bitcoin.
Yeah, I read that too. I thought it was funny.
That was irony out the ass right there, man.
That one was good, but it's a different thing. BitConnect, H3 did a video on, and it's basically the equivalent of a GoFundMe for a fursuit. It's really fucking funny.
Wasn't that the one where he was making fun of the way he came out and shit like that? He's like,
Bitcoin Net! Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I remember that. It's like, Bitcoin Net!
What's up?
Oh my god, that shit was cringier than a fucking plus size fursuiter.
Wow.
That, I've got to see. Oh my god. But it was absolutely ironic how a Bitcoin convention could not be financed with cryptos.
My sides are so
very much love.
Oh yeah, it was pretty bad, man.
It was fucking.
It's like, is it, how cringy would it, like, or can nothing top freaking DashCon?
I don't think anything can top DashCon, man. DashCon was a fucking utter disaster.
Remember, kids, you get an extra hour in the pit if you.
If you can pay like 0.001 bitcoins exactly. Or something.
That's probably why they said they couldn't fund it by Bitcoin, because it'd be like 0.00001% or 0.0001%.
Damn.
Oh, let's not forget the transfer fees. Oh, you gotta be a high roller to transfer out Bitcoin.
Speaking of coins, you know, that actually reminds me. How's the coin market going, Jolt?
It's gone down and crashed, and we're expecting a huge recovery much later down the line.
How late?
I think if it's a good time to buy, this would be it.
Okay, well, I'll have to look into that. Maybe
it's a good time to buy and get into the market, and then just wait for the resurgence. Shit.
Maybe my PayPal credit card will be able to fund some Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well.
And like stand in a
yay, we're live.
Okay, we're live again because I'm a fuck up and I've had a little bit too much to drink and I didn't realize it.
No, you're just a retard.
Yes, I am. On
alcohol. Where's the video link? I was about to say this live.
Neo's fuck up part two.
Make sure.
This is actually part three.
This is two. I've only fucked up three twice.
You fucked up three times.
This
is the second time.
No, it's the third, you asshole.
Oh my god.
You're
confusing me, Mizu.
No!
You're confusing the shit out of me right now.
This is the third time.
Oh my god. Okay, so what were we talking about before I fucked up again?
Okay, so just to add something onto the whole Patreon thing, one of the artists I've been watching on FA, they had the Patreon up, it was going for a while, and they completely fell through at some point. And then they had to leave Patreon itself because they couldn't keep up with the art load that was required.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it really surprised me that a lot of people are actually getting into this, but I've seen a lot of artists that are not business savvy. I've seen a fair few that are. I mean, there's one particular person I know, he's African-based, did some really nice pieces, and will do all the works in progress, do all the sketches and everything for Patreons only. But when it comes to completing the finished piece, he'll leave it for a couple of weeks or months and then submit it to public to see. And that's really nice. I like seeing that sort of thing. But to, like I was saying before, to turn around and just cut off the public, it's really disappointing.
Yeah, I can kind of agree with you on.
Yeah,
Mizu, your static's sort of getting in the way of being able to hear you.
There's really nothing wrong with people, who want to, I lost my train of thought. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with people who want to put their art like first on Patreon that's completely finished. And want to actually, post it a month later.
That's fine.
Exactly.
If they do that, that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. But to make your patrons only be able to commission you, how are you supposed to get new followings? How are you supposed to? It's like they didn't think this shit through. They were like, oh, I can make money on Patreon and get more money from my patrons. Patrons. Did I say that right?
I don't know. I'm not even on the site, so.
Well, I mean.
I guess the only way they can do that is maybe post previews every month or two of some art
I see it shitty as it, like, they're already paying money to you, and to sucker amount of more money like that is just a low blow to your followers.
A lot of the people I was watching, my idea was to commission them sometime in the future. Some of them I knew that was not going to happen unless I get a well paid job, but some of the people I planned to commission in the future, I just had to unwatch them, and it just rubbed me the wrong way doing it.
Yeah, it's shitty. It's super shitty.
Yeah, it is.
If not shitty, then sketchy. It is another word I can put for it.
Jolt, what did you pin?
It's just to make your patrons do that kind of shit, it's a low blow. As I said, it's a low blow.
But anyways, yeah, I digress.
I think we'll probably, yeah, this is probably way too much and run its course now.
I just got this back. Are you saying we're going to stop? I just got this up back and running. Oh, okay.
You mean switch topics?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I think we're getting a bit of feedback.
Yeah, Mizu.
Someone is like not using headphones.
Mizu's looping. Yes, he's the one.
Probably it's gotta be him.
My mic's muted.
Someone's getting some feedback.
I got headphones in B.
I'm on headphones too. Anyway, the next kind of topic we just kind of wanted to touch on was the whole, you know, furries and visual novels, because another one was basically announced, slated to come out.
Was that the pirate one?
Yes.
I saw that on Steam not too long ago.
I literally had the article come out. Watch the Fingo trailer, and then, you know, because I go to this one website for game news, and like the author has a habit of, you know, knacking on furries, like, just by openly, you know, he overtly calls us, you know, furries a fetish group.
I mean, well, let's be honest, some visual novels do appeal to the porn side.
That's all they kind of are.
Adult, like, entertainment side.
Overtly, yes.
Oh, come on. We said nigger earlier and we can't say porn.
I mean, that's just not on Noble for mentioning that word when he was telling his story, but, you know, never mind that.
No, I mean, like, as I got to this conversation with my coworker, actually. Visual novels, really, you know, they're not really my thing. They're not my type of game. I'd rather play a first person shooter. Or, I don't know, RPG game, because those seem more appealing to me. I mean, if you want to sit there and play like a visual novel because, you know, you're lonely or you want to feel better about yourself, then fine, go on ahead. I don't care what you play, you know, have fun. But I feel like these people tend to exploit this kind of thing. It's like, oh, there's a bunch of horny people on the internet. Oh, go ahead and exploit the shit out of them.
It's not exploitation if they're doing it willingly.
No, they're appealing to a niche crowd.
Well, even then, I mean,
it's a market for it, man.
Take Neko Jishi, for example. I mean, yeah, that's a free-to-play game. But, I mean, if they were to, like, they could charge fucking $40 for that shit and people would still buy it.
But how many? I mean,
they've got to get a fix on it whatsoever, you know? Like, but honestly, furry developers have to take the trend of making visual novels for that reason, because that's essentially...
We'll see. Wagner Mutt's actually working on an 8-bit platforming game.
Yeah. Remember when Amorous came out? Dude, that game was just memed to shit. And I gotta say, some of the memes that come of visual novels... top notch, my dudes. Let me tell you.
You almost sound like you're like some sort of possessed thing. You know?
Yeah, you sound a little raspy, man.
This
podcast is a disaster.
Thanks, Neil.
Good job, Neil.
I'll never drink enough for
podcast.
You know what? You know what? I drank with the Rags podcast, but I didn't fuck up this bad.
Yeah. Fucking Raiders Rambles Part 3.
Neo's that was two. It was two.
Get your no, it was three.
It was three. God damn it.
Number three was when I had to host when Neo couldn't. Anyway, the reason you don't do things when drunk. But all the same, like these visual novel things, like. They only know that they have this limited, you know, main core demographic that they want to target. And, you know, like, what do you think a normie is going to, you know, when they stumble upon these sorts of things, how are they going to react?
I've seen plenty of normies play Amorous on YouTube, and they, like, fucking look like they're about to, like, slide a noose over their necks afterward.
I mean, I don't blame them for doing so. Like, if a game like that is full of, you know, cringy inside jokes where only, you know, the fandom gets, I think
bad dragon icons everywhere.
I've seen a bunch of stickers like that on.
I have a bad dragon sticker on my guitar.
I saw one on someone's car the other day. No lie.
So you should have taken a picture.
Like, if you put that on your car, you're like, well, I guess my anus is relapsed.
You mean prolapsed?
Prolapse, you asshole.
I like the word I said.
Well, now.
So these Dragonite stickers.
Yeah. Fucking relapse.
I'm just saying, man. That's the new word for if you use a fucking bad dragon dildo that's fucking XL, you might as well have a relapsed anus.
Oh, that'd hurt.
No shit, especially with not enough lube.
Let's just say you meet a lot of weird people in Second Life.
I've already met a lot of weird people in that game, man. I know.
You know, I want to explain to you. I'm sorry to interrupt anyone.
You're interrupting me. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I want to explain to you why I'm laughing so hard at relapsed, because I've relapsed before.
I know what relapsing is, but man, I just the word relapsing anus is just funny to me.
The anus is just like, oh man, I need my fix.
I didn't even think of it that way. I seriously thought the word was relapsed. What was it actually? I'm sorry.
Prolapse.
That's what it means. Okay. Is that means like you can't hold your shit in or what?
No, it means you're inverting yourself. It's really disgusting.
Oh my god, are you serious?
It's really gross, dude. This is not...
Okay, guys, you don't Google this shit. Please don't. Don't sue me because, you know, I said relapsed anus. Sock.
I think that'll do.
I'm sorry, if you could fit an entire baseball bat up your ass, that's just... No.
You see one guy, one jar, right?
Please don't even bring that shit up.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
I think it's time.
You brought it up. How do you?
How you do you derail? From...
I swear to God, I pulled a Ricky from Trailer Park Boys just right there.
All right, I think it's confirmed that we've basically hit train wreck levels we've never even thought possible.
We've
hit train wreck levels not thought possible.
Besides, this was not professional at all.
No shit, it wasn't.
This was not.
This is worse than the
podcast. It was meant to be a professional.
Damn. How many podcasts have you guys done so far?
I've lost.
You would think this would be our 7th episode.
And
just
you
so happens
get it right by 7.
This is only the what? This is how many times have we done by the time?
It's because I'm black.
You know, five guys locked in a room and saying random stuff while trying
that's
to keep
they,
the show
that's
on
why we
track.
Call it the word. This is why we call it Raiders Rambles, because we just ramble on.
It wasn't episode 7. Now it's at episode 10 because of your dumbass.
Oh, I think he's gonna have a day at grinding, chipping away at this. Ah, but that's neither here nor there.
Episode 7, the last Raider.
So Jolt's actually Jolt's cutting this because he's no fun.
It's not that. I think if you want to take one last topic that I've got to cut.
I have no idea what the hell our topics are anymore.
Jesus Christ, Neo, I sent this shit to you.
I know. Well, he's not even here, so we really can't talk about it.
It's unfortunate I couldn't make it though, but it's just it's basically the story of how one guy effortlessly trolled a lot of people on Fur Affinity just because all of a sudden he finds a lot of people he doesn't agree with, decides to go off, be neighborly, say like greet them and wish them a you know a happy day, happy life, and decides to follow them.
Sorry, my friend was talking.
In all honesty, it's kind of creepy.
Well, no, it's not that. It's,
he has
it's
good
the,
intentions, but it's still
the gesture of goodwill that counts. But no, 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 you haven't gotten to the part where the people finding out about this reacted over the top.
They oh, yeah.
Over that, the top yeah. reacted to the guy only because of his, of the of something that they disagreed with, something that he believes in. And they went so far as to call the guy a recruiter.
Oh my yeah. God. I saw that. And he recruits people by giving them free art.
Oh, he oh recruits people God. Just by being neighborly, like, say hi.
Yeah,
it actually caused... It actually caused Fake News Press and Dio even to say that to issue a warning to people, like, avoid this guy, block him on FA because he's a recruiter. And even for him to post on the guy's wall. Oh, man. And the salt for it was glorious.
Yeah. It, whenever you get shit like this, the fallout is just beauty. The shit posts are just...
You know what they say? Being nice is the best way to troll.
It really is, dude.
Yeah, they totally lost... The memo was totally gone on them.
Dude, I've
all they did, like, all he got, like, in exchange for his neighborly gesture was a lot of salt and, like, saying, you know, blah, 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 not just a recruiter, but rather, like, go a lot of hostile comments and somebody to stalk his FA page and, like, just bombard him. Hostile comments.
Yep.
The thing and... is, they did it on alt accounts, so they're too pussy yeah. to do it on their main accounts. Which I think is fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean, one of them did get suspended for a thing, though, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, either way, yeah. What did happen after that was, like, he just had the nicest of intentions and none of the malice, which they seem to find out from nowhere. Then, after that, he launches his free art campaign.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The communist national anthem, or I mean the Soviet national anthem, whichever one that is.
But he basically did get a lot of bites on it. Like he's basically just to reverse it out, to reverse all the negative stuff he's gotten. But, I mean, it worked for something that was that farmed so much salt and, you know, got a reaction so bizarre. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10,
most definitely.
It's this is the precedent that he's set, and like you know, and yeah. it's basically the day of the old adage: kill them with kindness.
You know, I've the way I introduce myself on just random servers, I'll type asterisk tips fedora asterisk, and that usually gets me anywhere I want to go.
Man, what chats have you been going into if you get there?
I've been oh man, I infiltrated infiltrated. So, oh yeah, there was this one shit posting server that there was this one chat that was secret that apparently had like some really edgy shit in it, like stuff that B would not dare to post. And I talked to one of the mods and I literally do the Tips Fedora thing. And he's like, okay, I'll send you an invite link. And I got in. I never wanted to go back there again, but it was worth the experience.
Well, it's sure weird. You find all sorts of chats. Ah, but in every
yeah.
So I think at this point we're just gonna eschew the whole, you know. The whole questions and answers time because this has got too much. It's become so disjointed.
No.
I fucked up too many times. I can't say we. This was a one man thing. I fucked up so many times. I'm tired. I'm drunk. I think we're going way too off of the
off the rails.
Rails.
Or the original plan. And heck, we've effectively, you know. We basically push someone way too hard and tried to try and match his slot. Like, nothing ever lined up.
No, we... This
no, it was the newest dumbass. I did this a few times.
Yeah, this podcast was pretty bad.
No, it's funny. I think
closing,
it's pretty
though,
I truly do blame Neo.
Yeah.
We need to have some kind of list of what is currently being spoken about.
We do.
What,
It's just a matter of, yeah, it's a matter of getting that in time, but nothing lined up well today. But in all closing remarks, though, I think the topics on hand, like the news cycle was actually good. It had a lot of good surprises, Mac. Freaking that Russian scandal, that freaking, you know, the Russian furry Tumblr and Huffington Post was a total surprise.
I thought that was a total, like, shit post from, like, Tumblr, but no, it wasn't.
Oh, they believed it was real. Like, these people, they don't understand irony at all.
No, they don't. But yeah, I guess we could say this one's a pretty much disastrous rap.
It's still going on the record books now that people have listened to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be in, like, leakedpodcast.org.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be
I think we need to stop. Otherwise, I'm just gonna start slurring words at this point.
No. There's one thing I want to do. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Lando.
I'm sorry to interrupt anyone. I want to do the spelling of thick real quick, if you don't mind, Joel.
Let's all pick one letter in sequence. All right. Yes.
Yeah. I'll be T.
I'll be H.
I'll be N.
That's not a letter thick.
I don't know what the fuck we're playing.
Okay.
Neither do I.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
You just wanted to spell out the word thick in, like, THS, as if they were saying YMC. No. We should probably spell it out, like, in body figures, like they're saying YMC.
Start over. I didn't hear the word that we were supposed to be, so that's why I said I'll be N.
THICC, my dude.
Alright, I'll be...
Alright, you spelled it. I think that's the rap. You all felt right. It. That was the general purpose of it. Let's all start out and say the closing statements. All
right, this podcast is never getting leaked, anybody.
No one fucking posts this shit anywhere.
Nah, we have to post it, man.
I don't want to see it on R9K in a couple of weeks.
We're gonna be on Kiwi Farms. I already feel it.
I don't care. This is how much of a PR disaster we've... Anyway.
Hey, you know what? Every podcast has that one disastrous episode.
No. You know where it's going to be posted a whole shit ton? It's going to be on, like, R9K in the thread.
That would actually be not too bad. I'd prefer R9K, to be honest.
Hey,
yeah, R9K is not bad.
I have a question. Has anybody seen my Kiwi Farms yet?
No.
What?
You have one?
No, I was asking if anybody has seen one of me yet.
Don't give them any
answers. No.
Hey, Kiwi Farms, come at me, bro.
Let's not do any baiting anymore. Okay.
Let's just close this shit up.
Let's close this up like a closing statement from all our hosts, though.
Thank you for watching this video. I mean, this podcast. Oh my god, I can't fucking do this.
Oh my god.
Before we do that, Mizu, got any closing words?
Neo's a fucking Nazi.
That means I'm a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, he's a neo-Nazi, apparently.
All right. Noble?
Nothing to add. No.
All right. I think that's all the time we've got for the show.
I got one thing to say. It's from words of our great Lord and Savior, Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. All right, you ready? Right. Hold on, let me get back because it's going to be loud.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, no.
Fuck!
Oh, can you guys not? Actually, if we're going to get hung up on this show, I think I know how we're going to. Let's just salute to how they spelled the name of our Lord and Savior, Foxler Nightlife.
Yeah, bull mine Foxler.
All right, guys, we gotta wrap this up. I got shit to do.
All right, I've been
bored. You ain't got shit to do, you homo.
I got a fucking... Yeah, I guess. Okay, whatever. Fuck it. I got Far Cry 5 to play.
You faggot. I know you didn't have nothing to do.
Do you have anything to do, Mizu?
Not a beat my meat, I guess.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking into this podcast.